Brit Hume, Fox News contributor, hits the nail on the head with this push by the president and congressional Democrats to extend unemployment benefits and what it says about the administration.
The administration's appeal for a further extension of unemployment benefits may succeed in putting congressional Republicans in a tight spot if they resist. In that sense, it may be a shrewd political move. Yet embedded in it is an extraordinary acknowledgement of failure by the president and his party. We are now 4.5 years into an economic recovery that Democrats keep telling us is getting better all the time. Yet the job market remains so weak, the jobless rate so high, that the president considers it an emergency. Indeed, that is the official name of these extended benefits, emergency unemployment compensation. Normally, unemployment payments run out after 26 weeks. But that was extended 5 years ago to 99 weeks and has been repeatedly extended since. Now, though, it's running out for an estimated 1.3 million people. No one is arguing that these benefits should go on forever, and the White House notes that it is only asking for another 3 months at a cost of about $6 billion. So, will that be the end of it? Will the emergency at last be over? All Obama advisor Gene Sperling would say today is that 3 months would provide time to discuss what to do for the rest of the year. Upon taking office, the president and his party set two big goals. One was to revive the economy, the other to reform health care. The Obamacare mess tells us where we are on one. The call for further unemployment payments tells us where we are on the other.
Ouch. That's going to leave a mark. But you know what? Perfectly stated. Perfectly summed up. Barack Obama had two twin passions when he took office. The first was massive increases in government spending to get the economy going again. And the second was a massive expansion of government power to deal with health care. We see where Obamacare is going. It might end up consuming the very administration that rammed it through. That would be poetic justice. And second, we are in a recovery that is the slowest in a century. And is so pathetic that millions of people have stopped looking for work. If the same proportion of people, the same number of people who were looking for a job in 2009 were still looking for a job or were holding a job today, the unemployment rate would not be 7%, it would be nearly 11%. So when you hear about the economy recovering, no, it really isn't. The numbers simply camouflage the Americans who have stopped. Now, you can make a very good argument that extending unemployment benefits makes the situation worse. And it also makes it less likely that these people will ever get jobs. Because the longer you're unemployed, the less likely someone is to hire you. What I have found kind of ironic is that people who would have taken jobs back when there was no unemployment or would have taken jobs at least for a while don't take them now. And therefore end up on unemployment insurance, remaining on unemployment insurance, where they become less employable. I have an interesting statistic for you. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Lyndon Johnson announcing the war on poverty. Keep in mind this number. Charles Murray was pointing this out. In 1949, 41% of Americans were below the poverty line. Again, 4 years after the Second World War, 1949, 41% of Americans were below the poverty line. When Lyndon Johnson announced the war on poverty 15 years later, in 1964, that 41% had dropped to 19%. Now, think about that. In 1949, there were no food stamps, no education programs for the disadvantaged, no job training, no community action, no Head Start, no welfare whatsoever for men, and only what Murray calls a stingy cash payment for unmarried mothers hedged with restrictions. The federal government had no anti-poverty program, and yet between 1949 and 1964, a 15-year period, the percentage of Americans living in poverty dropped from 41% to 19%. Now it's 50 years later. You know what the poverty rate is in America now? 15%. In another 50 years, with trillions of dollars being spent, we've gone from 19% to 15%.